So that's what Sid Bryant said, which moves them to engage in ways of unencumbered fuckfest with basically aggregated SDI brains jump through the roof. Streptos said, so you're not going to Z-mail Beatrice then, is what you're saying? I said, I'm not saying I'm not going to, I'm just saying. Streptos said that this could be a low-key euthanization psyop as opposed to a low-key population control campaign. I said, it's possible, it's something I'm strongly considering. Now with that said, I just Z-mail Beatrice, I can already see she's typing me back the little dots. Streptos said there's only one issue with that theory though, this euthanization theory. I said, what is it? Streptos said that SDIs haven't been generally fatal for like 3 decades now. Not since the whole Rob Gilherpes hybrid of the late 2190s, I said, so maybe the state senate, maybe they already have some incentive to potential second wave of Rob Gilherpes, or an intestinal AIDS or some shit, or something equivalent, you know, that's factoring into the equation here as well. Streptos said, see, now we're going just a little bit too deep into pure speculation, a little too far down the rabbit hole, in my opinion. I said, go ahead and say, Streptos, you think the theory that it's conspiratorial now? Streptos said, well, I mean, kind of by definition, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, that doesn't ipso facto disqualify my mind. I said, I don't know, to me, it's really not that crazy. When you really think about it, like you said, this entire conversation, you've basically been adamant that the idea calls to somehow get this legislation passed through both the state senate and the congressional republic bodies. It's basically absurd that it makes no general sense, so clearly there almost must, by definition, be something of a conspiratorial nature that's going on here. Streptos said perhaps, but at the same time, strange things do happen, strange events do occur. Without rational explanation, I just wouldn't necessarily go to the SDI of deadly capabilities on the precipice of entering the social fabric of inner Saturn, and in our own governmental bodies are intentionally passing legislation to promote its rapid spreading throughout the populace to kill large lost people. That's all I said. She just replied. Streptos said, what'd she say? I said, she's asking me if off-rip if I have a foot fetish. Streptos said, that's somewhat forward. I said, she thinks she thumbs me from some big toe group chat from years ago. I just emailed her saying, I don't think I was in that. But then I'm not necessarily averse to toes. Streptos said, that's not exactly a ring endorsement. I said, it's the furthest I'm willing to go. I'm not going to outright lie, but I'm not gonna sign myself for some shit. I wasn't regretting my manabia, some let me see them toes type shit. Then get over there and just try to pull my joints out. You know, Streptos said, that's actually pretty upstanding of you. There's actually monica with respect to it. I said, I figure if this legislation thing is real, then there should be ample other opportunities for me anyway. Streptos said, right. I said, but what about you? Streptos said, what about me? I said, I mean, if she's going hard on the whole foot fetish thing, I'll give you Beatrice's number. That can happen if you want. Streptos said, I said, aren't you gonna try at least get laid then? If all of this is true, isn't that a motivating force here? Streptos said, probably. I said, no interest in Beatrice. Streptos said, she said, she's not attractive here. Streptos said, she's fine. I said, fine, would you not try and fornicate? I thought we both agreed. Streptos said, I'm not saying I wouldn't. That's not it. I'm just saying. I said, what is it you're saying? Streptos, I don't know. It kind of seems like you are trying to say you wouldn't. I just asked you if you wanted your number and you said, Streptos said, let me marinate on it, maybe anyway you still might be interested, right? I don't want to be like all over and then you're trying to hang out with her, you know. I said, no, I get it. Streptos said, it's not my big deal, we'll figure it out. I said, you're probably just really turned off by, you know, the whole bare feet in the boots thing, right? Streptos said, have you applied for a visa yet? I said, well, maybe half an hour ago. I had no notion of this phallic washcloth legislation. I had no notion it even existed, never mind that it apparently passed, so I haven't. And Streptos said, you probably should. I said, why? Have you? Streptos said, oh yeah, I've had a visa Z for a few months now. I said, really, you applied? Streptos said, oh yeah, way back when, this whole Hunter Carlson thing happened. I've been rumored for a few months now. I figured just in case I go ahead and try and get a visa Z ahead of it. You know, cover my bases. I said, oh, Streptos said, what? I said, nothing. I just said, I don't know, you didn't think to maybe give me a heads up at all. Streptos said, it seemed like a low probability thing. I didn't want to, you know, bother you and shit over something that was an unlikelihood going to end up dissipating into the ether. I said, an unlikelihood dissipating into the ether, yet you still went to the trouble of applying for the visa Z yourself. Streptos said, just to cover my bases. Yeah, I said, I don't know, in the abstract, I suppose I get it, maybe it makes sense in the abstract, but I'm just struggling here. Streptos, just a little marrying up this legislation being something that was at once a super low probability, yet also something you went to the trouble of applying to a visa Z over, yet also something you felt as though was little to no concern to tell me, to give me even a minimal heads up. Streptos said, is that my responsibility now to watch the news for you? I said, I'm not saying it's your responsibility, obviously I'm my own person, you're your own person, I don't watch the news, you're somewhat of a political junkie.
said I don't said, I don't know if I would say I'm I said, but you know what I'm saying. We're obviously our own people. I'm just saying that if I was planning to potentially flee into Saturn because of some apocalyptic draconian legislation, I don't know what might be saying something to you. Bring it up a conversation, broach the topic if you will. I might just say, hey Stratos, are you planning on leaving inner Saturn? You know, because we might be forced to pull our cocks out and wipe down dirty dishpans within the perpetuity of a deeply corrupt government. Stratos said in retrospect, sure, yeah, I guess I should have maybe made a point to mention something about it to you. Perhaps that's a fair assessment. Perhaps I should have made more of an effort to broach the topic during one of her routine conversations. I said she just emailed me back. Beatrice, now she's asking if I want to come over Z-mail. Mind you, Stratos said, are you or do you? I said she's saying she just got back. Saying she just walked all the way from Garden View back to her apartment. Stratos said, ugh. I said, you're not well. Of course you're not interested. Stratos said, I think she's cute. There's nothing wrong with her if she didn't mention anything about taking a shower at all. I said, Stratos said, oh, now you're I said, no, I mean, as in, I wasn't technically lying when I said I wasn't necessarily averse to toes.